This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
Well, Brian Koberger apparently has an alibi. Well, at least we think he does, or he tried to throw one out there a while ago, and the judge said, that's not really an alibi, just saying you were out driving or alone, and nobody knows where you were, and nobody can account for it. So, we are going to come back with an alibi. And they did. And the answer is, he was out driving alone, and he likes to hike and run at night and see the moon and stars. And we are going to also have a cell phone tower and radio frequency expert, which I find interesting, the radio frequency expert, to partially corroborate the account. It's the same alibi, basically, but moon and stars, and they're got somebody that agreed to get paid a bunch of money to say they're an expert on this. Never mind the fact that there already is cell phone triangulation data pointing him to the house. And his phone was off in the time all this was going on. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, joining me to discuss the alibi. What the hell is going on here?
You know, in looking at this new alibi, it's pretty non-traditional, because typically with alibis, you need an alibi witness. In fact, in Colorado, when you endorse an alibi defense, you have to list the witnesses associated with that alibi. And it's in the vast majority of circumstances, it's not just the defendant. It's someone they were with. It's a store worker. If they visited a Walgreens, who would say, hey, yeah, I saw that dude in here. But here, all we have is Koberger's kind of self-serving statement that I was driving around and looking at the moon, and then this expert who will, I guess, say, the cell phone towers suggest he was driving around. It's just a bit hollow when put under a microscope.
Well, and how, with his cell phone being off during the specific times of the murders, what's that cell phone tower guy going to even bring to the table if there's nothing to read off of the data, because the data is not being inputted at that moment in time? What does he have?
It's not even evidence. It's like the absence of evidence.
Yes.
And if I'm the prosecutor, I am grilling that defense cell phone expert on the fact that, you know, when you turn off your cell phone, you can't track a person's location. And you've worked in the court system a lot of times, haven't you? And you're aware that sometimes a defendant will turn off their cell phone so that their whereabouts can't be tracked. And that's so it can hide kind of their actions, right? And so I think they could be setting themselves up for a not so fun time at trial.
This feels like it hurts him more than it helps him. I'm kind of surprised that they didn't have to provide an alibi either. I mean, I guess that's the other question, is why keep going down that road? Wouldn't have he had an easier time just trying to argue the evidence of, like, well, there's so many things they could throw at that to try and create reasonable doubt. But this is just like, it's another lie on top of the whole case. I mean, that's my take on it anyway. Why even do the alibi defense when you have that weak of an alibi?
It seems like, I agree that they took it a little too far. You know, even without the alibi, the defense attorney can argue to the jury that, hey, there's not enough evidence placing my guy at the scene. No, you know, there's no eyewitness who identifies him, that kind of thing. You can go down the road of this wasn't my dude without injecting this alibi that might be problematic for the defense.
Every state is different, obviously, in what they'll accept for an alibi defense, but how can that be a defense when there is no one there to truly give an alibi? I mean, that's the problem with this.
Exactly right. I mean, usually like a traditional alibi would be, if I was accused of murder and I was at home with my wife would be an alibi witness.
Yes.
And she would say, hey, Eric was with me. He didn't do this. And Koberger has no such witness. And so how is he even going to get this evidence in front of the jury? The only way that's coming to mind presently is for him to testify that he was out doing this. The defense attorney can't just get up there and out of whole cloth fabricate some story that their client was driving around. That has to be supported by some kind of evidence through a witness. And I'm just, I just don't think they have it.
Well, and another aspect of it too, and I'm sure it'll be presented in trial. I mean, just kind of his personality, what we've already known about that, it just the antisocialness of his personality, the way that he's turned off so many people in so many ways. And then you have the creepy guy basically driving around at night by himself. That in itself is weird. I mean, it doesn't play well in any stretch of the imagination. Is Ann Taylor just like kind of at a cliff here of like, I got to do something. And is there a bigger strategy to this? I don't know. She seems to be a fairly effective defense attorney thus far for the shit that she's been dealt. But I don't know. I can't imagine what she's trying to do here.
I feel you. You know, ostensibly on the surface, it's kind of a bad look. But I'm wondering if defense is going to spin this in their favor. And they're going to say, hey, I represent a social pariah. I represent a scapegoat. I represent a person who is an outcast, who's antisocial, who society has sort of, cast it out and just placed blame on and said, let's call it good and just condemn this person. He is a little weird. He is a little erratic. And he does drive around at night and watch the moon, but that's not a crime. And I'm wondering if defense is going to sort of play it like that.
Be very interesting if that's the direction that they go with this. I don't know. I'm at a loss here. I was expecting to see something, but literally the stars and the moon and a radio frequency expert.
You can't call the stars and the moon as witnesses. So no. I think they got a problem.
Well, they may try. They may try.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.